The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In great price,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. Something unusual? No, on a regular basis. Every week, here we are. And here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and grateful owners of Alive and Well, along with our wonderful son, Darren. And the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Alive and Well with all the wonderful, amazing, incredible supplements and choices and proteins, et cetera, the terrific prices, unique formulas, and the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Organic across the boards. You know, a lady said also today, she said, oh my gosh, I've been gone. I'm back to Maui. It is magnificent. The Broth Cafe is so beautiful, the way it's all set up with the marble, you know, the beautiful marble bar, the beautiful chair seating, the fabulous food. She says, but it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So again, I hadn't thought so much about that because my tongue and my palate is always so happy with the beauty that they experience. And my body is so happy with the beauty it experiences from the wonderful, wonderful across-the-boards organic foods. I sometimes forget to just look around and see the beauty of the environment.
Yeah, wake up, honey. Wake up. We're there.
We're there. And don't forget, we're there because of, to a great extent, because of the local organic, the family interaction with the local organic farmers. Every day, the magnificent organic produce brought in and juiced in an intensive high concentration juice like nothing else in the world.
It's
only
quite a
in
remarkable
glass.
Machine.
It's absolutely.
It's not
remarkable.
A countertop juicer. It's not
No.
You've got to put your finger down and get it cut off. This is an amazing, amazing, efficient. It squeezes every little bit of juice and nutrients out of every little vegetable you put into it. It just squeezes it out.
Right. I always give the explanation of machines and cars and anything like that over to Dennis. He is the expert on understanding the machines and also cars, but it isn't the time to talk about old classic cars, right?
Right. If I understood them, I wouldn't have them.
Right, even Gary laughed at that one. Hovey. Okay, well, that's another story.
Okay.
But also the really wondrous high concentration. And can you talk a little bit about, beside remembering all the choices, the broth is a broad spectrum broth. In other words, it's a zillion different things. It's the beautiful broths, it's the beautiful soups, it's the beautiful, amazing salads, and all the vegetables and all the combinations, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or not, your choice, it's going to be organic. Wild, the fish is the wild fish, the organic meat, organic chicken, everything, and fabulous. Any
and
way
vegetarian,
that you like it.
And completely vegetarian,
vegan or vegetarian.
So
we have all of the different choices are there for you. Can you talk about Vortex, the Vortex power?
Oh, baby.
Woo, Vortex power. Whoa.
I'm spinning. I'm spun. It's a whirly-whirly.
It used to be spinning was about gold, wasn't it? That if you were spinning, you were spinning gold? That just came into my head. Wasn't that an ancient thing?
They spun gold.
He doesn't know about
that's
that,
a thread.
Gary?
The threads were spun gold.
That's right.
Yes.
Gold, spun gold.
Well, this is spun. Gold
water. We said spinning. That's
this
it.
Is
tell
it,
us.
Baby.
Spin.
Every bit of water that we serve at Alive and Well has already been spun and been vortexed, okay? And the vortexing does that. Just the term spinning, it creates the same molecular composition. It's H2O, of course, but it activates it in the spinning process as though it were tumbling down from a mountain stream, like driving out to Hana, see all those beautiful waterfalls. That's what the water is like coming out of the vortex machine. It gives you a live and well hydrogen oxygen maximal absorption, which you don't get from dead water.
And zero pollutants. No pollutants. Zero pollutants whatsoever. And proclaimed to be free of all of that, but loaded up with the oxygen, the waste. And, you know, I'm still looking at my one plant because, you know, it's funny how we can't get over some of our obsessions. So many plants died when I tried to treat them that I didn't do that. But then,
So you gave up on the plants.
Well, on Mother's Day, my son and daughter-in-law gave me a plant with one little red leaf, you know, out of it. And all I've done to that plant is every day I put the Vortex Power going like mad. It's leaves all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's colors. And my son said, "Do you see what Vortex?" I said, "We get the reports all the time using the plants are the testimonials right there beside the people."
Other people say it all the time as well.
They do. They say it all the time.
And one woman said she's not just watering her house plants. She's now watering the plants outside the house, around the door of
approach
of the house.
It's amazing how they respond. Water. Now I want to add another thing to my life. I want to get out there and do the plants. Planting like my mother used to do all the time.
Drink more Vortex water. That'll get you really revolutionizing, spinning.
I think I'm alive. Spinning is the word. Vortex water and my green juices every single day, the organic green vegetable juices. I have to do that. And we have, you know, we're very excited now also at Alive and Well. You know, things get held up or get limited because of things with the lack of employment, et cetera, and so forth. Well, guess what? The great boats in the oceans and the planes brought into us, we have our super omega-3.
Oh, yes. Oh,
just
God.
Huge quantities of the most phenomenal price, the most phenomenal, super pure, molecularly distilled, highest, cleanest, zero pollutants, fish oil with all the benefits that you get from that.
Super omega-3 says it all.
That super, yeah, and you know what doesn't say it all, dear? Doesn't say all what, I'm never ceased to be upset about the fact that Harvard doctors, okay, brought up on the mainland, in New York and the whole thing, Harvard was, they were the top doctors. Yeah. They were the top specialists. And they did the meta-analyses. Not that many years ago, was it about 8 or 9 years ago? Meta-analyses of all the studies that were available about the super pure fish oils. And they found, they came out, they couldn't have said it more passionately or come out in the news more passionately, but they said that the super omega-3 fish oils reduce the number one cause of death. I've said it before, my father died young of that. Sudden cardiac arrhythmia. That was one week after he had been pronounced perfect health after having a physical. Anyway, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, which causes fatal heart attacks within a few minutes and death. And it claims 1.2 million American lives every year, and strokes, et cetera, and so forth. They said, according to all the studies, the super pure omega-3 reduces the number one cause of death by 88% to 92%. They said that's 900,000 lives we'd save just on that alone if everyone took that supplement.
Right.
They said, but it also had that amount for preventing strokes, heart attacks, and all of the different types of things that happen with the heart. They said everybody in this planet, the very minimum, we'd save 900,000 American lives.
And not just the heart, although the heart is the heart is kind of important.
I would say. Pumpy.
The brain.
The brain.
The eyes. Okay, the little toe.
Say it in French.
No, it's not.
I'm forgetting some of my French too. les yeux, the eyes, les yeux.
Okay,
les
so yeux. What is the little toe in French?
Why do you say the one word I don't think I ever
learned? They never
taught
you that in class.
No,
right?
They probably never talked to me about my little toe. Right.
Some French class that was.
But I know, but I knew as far back as when I was pregnant with my children and we would have the first health food store and all in the five towns of Long Island. As far back as that it was that essential for the baby's eyesight because the fish oils were essential for the retina, okay?
For the pregnant mother to take the fish oil.
That's right. To take that and through the nursing period and then give it to the
child.
And
something else, holistic physicians have found that when you get the right dosage of the super pure omega-3s, it gives your brain, your eyes, your heart, and your little French toe.
And your little French
perfect
toe.
Circulation, anti-inflammatory.
I see.
Dilating the arteries
and
capillaries.
You like? You always like to go the one step further, don't you? That's why you need to have a perfect little toe, so you can take one step further than what I said and did, right?
Just don't step.
Sorry,
on.
Gary.
Just
he never knows when to shut off the mics.
Just don't step on my toe. Okay.
So don't anyway. Step on my blue suede shoes, like Elvis said. Okay. Never step my blue suede shoes.
However, inflammation, as we've said ad nauseum so many times, chronic inflammation is recognized by every EVERY medical authority as the primary source of all disease.
That's right, exactly.
And superpure omega-3 in the right dosages reduces that inflammation, starting with your brain and your eyes and your heart and your entire vascular system.
And remember how years ago the American Medical Association came out and stated that inflammation was the root cause of the four worst killer diseases in the United States, was cancer, heart attacks, and they said Alzheimer's and diabetes, all of the things that they listed, you know.
That, but all disease, not all, just those four.
Not those, but they were highlighting those at
absolutely.
That time. So absolutely thrilling. And don't let us ever forget, and I was so glad that we got cases in, I know our son and we and everybody, we were dancing around the store when MK7 came back in, too, in quantity, because that's that wonderful nutrient that cleans the plaque out of the veins and arteries, the calcification, and works with vitamin D3 to put it in the bones where it's supposed to be and not in your arteries.
Well, that's the whole point.
And it's a nutrient.
Vitamin D3 helps you bring the
not the synthetic D2, D3. Go ahead, Dan.
The vitamin D3, as I said,
yes,
helps to bring in the calcium into your bloodstream, okay? And then it says, K2, where are you? Mark 7, K2, hey, over here, put this calcium back in the bones.
That's right.
So whatever is the calcium is laying there for years and unutilized,
that's right,
plugging up your arteries and your capillaries, vitamin K2 comes along, picks it up, and puts it in the bones where it belongs. It also does remarkable things for brain neurotrophic activity in the brain.
Neurotrophic. Can you explain that?
Neurons.
That's right.
Okay.
The neurons have to be activated. And remember, you don't have to take toxic drugs to have that wonderful nutrient cleaning out your arteries like a child. Beautiful. All right?
Beautiful.
And building up your bones. We've had the different reports about how it increased bone density.
Well, people take calcium thinking they're going to build bones. And I was told years ago, Dennis, you're small framed. You're not a large human being. So therefore, you're more prone to osteoporosis. It's best that you start taking about 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day.
Mm.
And I said, huh? Mm-hmm. And you've got to build those bones. That's what the doctor told me. So I took 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day. And about 4 years later, my cardiologist says, Dennis, you have calcium buildup in your arteries and capillaries.
That's right.
And your heart is starving for oxygen and nutrients.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the recommended daily allowance for calcium is subject to questioning.
That's right.
Okay?
And it has when it's taken, it has to be with magnesium and other minerals
also. And vitamin D3.
Right, absolutely. And I guess you're not going to sing that old song.
No,
dim bone, dim bone, they're gonna walk around. Dim bone, dim bone, they're gonna walk around. Dim bone, dim bone, they're gonna walk around. Hear the word of the Lord. I got it.
You got it.
And the great nutrients that God put into this planet.
Well, that calcium didn't help my bones one little bit.
No, absolutely. It's so important and a part of the great picture.
And
we're so glad it came
part
in.
Part of the picture also is getting the right amount of magnesium.
That's exactly
magnesium
right.
Magnesium is actually a predominant mineral in the bones.
That's right.
And it's the predominant factor in helping, along with K2, of putting the calcium ratio back to what it should be in the bones.
Right, and it's a great help for the heart and the nervous system,
and
too. It's amazing. We have endless information about the great benefits of magnesium. That's also very, very critically important. And, you know, another thing that thrills me, the big power player that's even been in the news about how protective it is for the lungs, especially when everybody is so scared about COVID, et cetera, and so forth, and how how forever it's been known to be the chief liver regenerator, kidney regenerator, all of that, is the NAC plus. Mm-hmm. It's plus the minerals that make a much higher absorption. We got NAC plus back in. Yeah. Alive and Well's NAC plus is there. And I'm dancing around because that's happening, knowing that's so important, you know, NAC+.
Well, it's did miracles for my lungs, that's for sure, years
absolutely.
Ago.
Absolutely. And one of the actual definitions is eliminates abnormal, excessive mucus congestion. That's the exact definition. Beside all, it, the fact it's the chief producer of glutathione, that's the nutrient whereby the all disease is fought.
Glutathione reduces the it's a major anti-inflammatory. The oxygen reactive species, ORAC, is predominant in aging, and the liver produces, a healthy liver produces glutathione. NAC plus feeds the liver the nutrients it needs to produce the glutathione, which maintains your youthfulness, your lack of aging symptoms, by reducing inflammation.
That's right. And don't forget that it's been recognized to be the chief liver and kidney regenerator.
That's it.
And what does the military use it for?
Tinnitus.
That's right. And all hearing loss. For the soldiers after they've done the training, or when they've done the training, boom, 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 when they get that training, they lose hearing. Mm-hmm. And that's very dangerous. They lose their hearing. They also get screaming in the ears. And according to the studies, NAC would prevent and reverse that and actually restore the hearing loss, so much so that the military now employs that as a must for their soldiers prior to training.
They don't restore the hearing loss. They restore the hearing.
No, and they restore the hearing, and those that already had the hearing loss,
yes,
they reported it reversed it by 60% to 70%.
That's right, but they don't restore the loss. They restore the hearing, the function of the ears.
Yes,
and the
I'm
brain.
Sorry, did I say it incorrectly?
It isn't just the ears. It's also in the brain.
That's true.
Okay?
Neurological
activity.
So
primarily it's a brain humming or noise that you're hearing, not your ears. The ears hear it. You hear it because it's in your brain.
I see.
And whatever you hear in your ears goes to your brain, and therefore you hear it. Anyway.
Interesting.
NAC
okay.
plus is the magic nutrient.
And it's
nutrient
there. It's there.
For so
I'm
many things.
So happy when I see that. And listen to this new report. This is a new report put in by the Women's Voice. Women's Voice. Well, but it could be women's or men's. In this one, it's very important. COVID-19 and vitamin D3. And I'm just going to read what they said. Vaccine or no vaccine, COVID-19 remains a threat, they say. However, one strategy that is more and more effective in fighting the virus and its effects on the body is getting enough vitamin D3. So in this study, they say, published a few months ago in the medical journal called the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. That's all highlighted. Okay, all capitalized. That's a medical journal. Researchers show that 82% of patients treated for COVID-19 had deficient vitamin D3 levels in their blood. That's a significant percent of those treated. And it showed that the lower the D3 levels, the more at risk you are for battling a severe case of COVID-19.
That's right.
And then from here, dear, can you read right after that, this next paragraph?
Okay.
Okay? The more severe your risk right after that, okay? A big paragraph. All right.
All right. The lower the D levels, the more your risk of battling a severe case of COVID-19. You may ask why vitamin D is so important, so vital. Vitamin D3 is an absolute powerhouse that has specific efficacy for COVID-19. First off, vitamin D3 is an immunity booster, helping you fight off illness. Helping you fight off illness should you encounter the virus. It does this by reducing the virus's ability to survive and replicate itself in the body. But vitamin D3 also takes action to mitigate the effects of COVID-19 when an infection does occur. It moderates the inflammatory response, which, again, inflammation is the primary source of all disease. It modulates the inflammatory response, which is so strong that causing damaging effects on the body. By helping to produce surfactants that clear the lungs of fluid, Vitamin D3 also reduces respiratory distress and improves overall lung function. Adequate vitamin D3 levels also maintain healthy cell membranes, preventing or reducing two factors of severe COVID-19, the vascular inflammation and blood clots.
Well
vitamin
said.
Vitamin D3.
Well said.
And the proper dosages keep
That's
the,
right.
what they're saying
proper
here.
Proper dosages.
It isn't just taking a little one here and there, or maybe you get 20 minutes of sunshine, or you're going out to the beach this weekend. The Vitamin D3 Council of Research, this is me recalling things that have I've read in the past. The Vitamin D3 Council of Research Physicians points out that the blood level, which is measured in nanograms per milliliter of blood, should be 70, 80, or 90, or 100 nanograms per milliliter. What, and they say that 80% of the population doesn't hit 70. 80% of the population is lucky to be at 20 nanograms per milliliter of blood. That, they say, is deficiency, severe deficiency, and many people are even lower than that. Because they don't take vitamins. They don't go out in the sun at all, okay? But to get the right level of vitamin D3 requires, say these experts, say these physicians, you must take a vitamin D3 supplement.
Absolutely.
And vitamin D3 combats all disease.
That's right.
Vitamin D3 has so many marvelous advantages in producing natural killer cells. Killer cells. You want a killer
NK
on your
cells.
Team, right?
That's your army. NK cells.
Natural killer. NK. Natural killer cells kill virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, and every other foreign disease factor trying to invade your corpse.
That's right. That get your army together. You know, we're going to read this, and this I want you to know prior to hearing this. This is not Dennis's opinion. This is not Mona's opinion. We're strictly reporting news by top doctors and what they have found in the clinical trials.
That's all we've ever
That's
done.
That's all we've ever done. We are quoting the news, nothing else.
We're
Got
not
that?
The doctors.
Okay, so let's look at the big time news right now. Here's the big news. This has just came out. And when you hear the word FDA, that's the abbreviation for Food and Drug Administration. All right? That's the big... Okay. FDA official Dr. Peter Marks, MD, says vaccinated kids have five-fold increase, that's 500% increase, of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. Did we hear that?
So what's wrong with kids, a little inflammation of the heart? It's just killing people right and left.
Okay,
other than
they're
that.
Talking here about the vaccinated kids have a 500% increase of inflammation of the heart. They go on then to say, FDA then authorizes, unbelievable, the COVID-19 shots for children 5 years and under.
Mm-hmm.
And this doctor came against that, giving
of course,
that information.
Of course.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has officially authorized the Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 shots for authorization in children as young as 6 months.
Newborns is the latest
information. Breaking news, they say. The FDA authorizes the Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 shots for emergency use authorization in children as young as 6 months. And they stated in this, this is their quote from what they stated. This is a known phenomena in the 12 to 17-year-old age range. The rate it was seen in the 12 to 17-year-olds who were vaccinated is 5-fold higher than the baseline rate that we would expect, Dr. Marks said. Inflammation of the heart for little children.
Well,
And allowing this to happen.
Have you paid any attention to what's even mentioned in the news and on news sources? Major athletes in the prime of their life are suddenly collapsing on the golf course, on the pitching mound, between seasons. Present football players who are now not playing football because it's not football season are dropping dead. Why? Myocarditis. Why myocarditis? because that's what the vaccines, loosely named vaccines, are doing to people, creating mild inflammation of the heart and inflammation of the heart valves, and that kills people. So I don't want to get into a long harangue about anti-COVID.
No, but
drugs.
the great
But the
nutrients.
Drugs themselves, people who receive the injections and have two shots or three shots or four shots, and they still come down with COVID-19. I think I mentioned last week there was a cruise ship out in the, which all the members on the cruise ship had been vaccinated. The entire crew of the cruise ship and all the passengers had to show proof of vaccination. And somewhere out in the wilds of the oceans of the world, everybody on that boat came down with COVID.
Okay, so the thing that we need to be sure of, whatever our decision, our thing we need to be sure of is keeping our immune system right and not putting poison. Remember, not putting poison into our mouths. Now here, speaking of poison, and I'm very grateful every day for the great doctors, MDs, who report this. And he wrote a book called The Liver Cure, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, mm-hmm. a very famous, wonderful doctor. And he wrote here that acetaminophen is one of the most toxic drugs in use and accounts for a significant number of people needing a liver transplant.
Right.
That's the leading cause of liver failure. Yeah. The acetaminophen he speaks about the whole, that's a category, okay? Tylenol and a host of others.
And they have a baby Tylenol, too.
Yes. And he goes on to say, it's one of the most toxic drugs in use and accounts for the significant number of people needing a liver transplant. This drug, he says, the doctor, is the leading cause for calls to the Poison Control Center, with over 100,000 calls a year in the U.S., and is responsible for 56,000 emergency visits a year to the hospital. Incredibly, says the doctor, over 50% of all instances of acute liver failure in this country are secondary to acetaminophen liver damage. Most of these unfortunate individuals will require a liver transplant. Even low doses of acetaminophen can result in liver failure. It also damages the liver and kidneys by dramatically lowering glutathione levels, which makes cells highly vulnerable to severe damage by free radicals. In my opinion, says the doctor, this drug should be taken off the market.
And the glutathione connection, again, we're back to NAC+.
NAC
plus.
Is the leading thing for
restoring NAC+ plus increases glutathione levels. Glutathione is the major antioxidant for your body. It's a major anti-inflammatory. And here the doctor just said the cause of the condition is because of excessive inflammation and lack of glutathione.
And he says this one statement that really supports everything you said, Dan. Taking acetaminophen drastically lowers glutathione levels.
Yes.
Which will deplete important detoxification system. The transfer of acetyl chemical groups to toxic compounds is important for detoxifying certain drugs called hydrazines or aromatic enzymes. And he goes on to name hydrazolines, sulfonamides, isononamides. Defects in this detoxification enzyme can result in a high incidence of drug reactions, including liver failure and damage. And amazingly, dear, he speaks of the NAC, and he talks about the liver protectors, the other liver protectors, such as curcumin. Can you read about, and after that, give me the thing to read on berberine. Would you read about the liver protection of curcumin, my dear?
All right. Special liver protectors is the headline for the this particular section of his book. Curcumin, an extract of the spice turmeric, has demonstrated remarkable beneficial effects against a number of conditions, including cancer, including brain disorders, including prevention of the cytokine storm, which is the killer in the COVID thing.
And it destroys the alveoli, the lung cells.
It also prevents the reduction in autoimmune conditions and liver protection. Curcumin has powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effects. It protects glutathione, potentiates the benefits of NAC+, restores liver enzymes, inhibits liver peroxidation, and most impressive of all, it stimulates the repair of a damaged liver. Curcumin is one of the more powerful stimulants for the production of the cell signaling factor called sirtuins. Sirtuins, particularly sirtuin 1. The factor plays a major role in liver regeneration.
That is absolutely terrific. Absolutely terrific. And you know what, dear? It's interesting because they have different doctors and different reports. Just to divert for 1 second, not diverting from the liver, but this is another medical report about reversing insulin resistance.
Can I just mention one thing first? Pain power is on its way.
Absolutely.
Pain power is predominantly curcumin.
That's what it is in the active form.
In the active form, it also has other enzymes and amino acids which enhance the production of curcumin, the function of curcumin.
By a zillion fold, at least 1,000 fold.
Natokinase.
It's 100% without drugs or anything like that.
Natokinase,
no allergens, and no drugs.
All kinds of good stuff.
And it's on its way.
We've been promised by the manufacturer, they finally have found all the raw materials to put this wonderful product together again. And they promised us we should have it within a couple of weeks.
Right.
Okay.
Coming. It's on its way. It's on its way, and we're all joyful on that because it saved my life, my daughter's career and everything, and a zillion other people continuously. Okay?
And if you want, you can call the store and make reservations to pick up, to have Pain Power set aside for you with your name on it. Okay?
Definitely. 877-4950. Right. 877-4950. And you know, interesting, dear, because this is new to me. I learn something every week. You're never too old to learn. Who said that?
You're not too old anyway.
Huh? Gary doesn't say it to me because he's I call him my boy chick. He's my second son over there, and he never corrects me like that, okay? But you should have, Gary. You're never too old to learn. But look what Mona learned now, and this is another medical report. Amazing, because they're listening about the great nutrients to reverse insulin resistance. That's diabetes.
Boy.
Turmeric, 100% effective, they say, oh my gosh, in preventing diabetes. In a 2009 medical study, found that curcumin, the active compound found in turmeric, listen to this, was 500 to 100,000 times more effective than the prescription drug metformin at activating glucose uptake. Did you hear that?
And without side effects.
Zero.
The side effects of metformin are staggering.
It's and we've read those before, and we'll talk about it, but in another study of 240 that's when they say the study, they're talking about the medical studies. 240 pre-diabetic adults, patients were given either a high dose curcumin or a placebo every day. None of those taking curcumin developed diabetes, but 16.4% of the placebo group did. In other words, the curcumin was 100% effective at preventing the type 2 diabetes.
Got that?
That is absolutely.
Now, again, let me just mention something. Turmeric is renowned as a spice, as a something in the dietary. And it's also in herbal medicine from 6,000 years ago. But the active ingredient, what makes turmeric effective, is the active ingredient. The active ingredient is curcumin. But it takes extraordinary concentration of curcumin it takes extraordinary efforts to extract the curcumin from the turmeric. And it takes The end product of a product like Pain Power is 2,000% more effective than taking turmeric because it is all curcumin.
That's curcumin, right. Is
the effective agent.
That's right.
And what Pain Power and curcumin products do is extract the curcumin from the turmeric. And it's that finished product is 2,000% or 20 times more effective than just turmeric by itself.
That's right. And you know, I can't leave this. Oh, it's just amazing. We've talked about this, and I'm grateful for Russell Blaylock bringing about the facts to back up everything we've said also.
Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Dr. Russell, MD, very famous doctor. Another of the leaders in liver protection, especially in preventing and treating non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. My father had that. NAFLD. And also NASH, the more advanced form of the disease, is the nutrient acetyl-L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in that so much. We have Alive and Well's acetyl-L-carnitine. We wouldn't. It's amazing. Carefully conducted human studies have shown this natural compound, acetyl-L-carnitine, dramatically, says the doctor, not me, reduced fatty liver disease, and just as dramatically, he says, reduced visceral fat as well. That's around the liver and the body.
And your body, those love handles, and that bulging belly out front.
And one of the major problems seen with patients with liver cirrhosis, that scarring mm-hmm. of the liver, is a loss of muscle mass. Acetyl-L-carnitine has been shown to suppress the loss of muscle in patients with cirrhosis, scarring mm-hmm. and it's the scar tissue and the obliteration of the tissue that forms with cirrhosis. Other beneficial compounds for restoring the liver is 100% R, alpha-lipoic acid, N-acetylcysteine plus.
NAC plus,
that's
again.
What he says, yep. The B-complex vitamins, and they go on and on, but that's the major thing that they're talking about. But the acetyl, we've said that about acetyl-L-carnitine. It enables also the liver to break down different types of fatty acids, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And break that down to work more effectively and to prevent the thickening of the ducts within the liver, which can cause a host of different problems.
It's very, as they mentioned there, it's instrumental in muscle maintenance and growth. And it also is the only form of carnitine that the brain allows into the brain. It bypasses the blood-brain barrier. Why is that important? Because it does the same thing for your brain in building your brain as it does for your biceps, your triceps, any muscle in your body. But it helps to improve neurotrophic factor production in your brain. That means you can think a little clearer. That means you're not really on your road to Alzheimer's. That means you're not really demented. It means your brain is coming alive again. And combining what holistic physicians have proven time and time again, acetyl-L-carnitine and the cardio-Q10 and the incredible nutrient called pyriloquinolone quinone.
Pyriloquinolone quinone.
That's right.
Pyriloquinolone.
And that increases the mitochondria.
That's right.
of your brain. The mitochondria produce the energy for you to think, the energy to, hey, examine something. I got an idea. I'm developing that idea. I'm thinking again. I can remember something besides my birthday, and I can remember the guy's name I met last week. All these things seem minor, but they help protect and reduce the plaque buildup in the brain.
That's exactly okay. Right. Absolutely. And, that's exactly right. And just like he has said here, too, the doctor says treatment of liver damage by acetaminophen is dependent on taking N-acetylcysteine, which rapidly raises glutathione levels. Okay? So that's it's dependent. Treatment of liver damage mm-hmm. is dependent on taking the N-acetylcysteine plus. That's why we're so glad. Can you also read the summary here that he has of some of the drugs that cause liver toxicity? Because people need to know that one paragraph down there.
People take drugs thinking they're going to cure something, okay? Drugs have an ameliorating effect. Drugs can be very effective. They reduce the symptoms, but they don't cure the disease or the condition. They reduce the symptoms, okay? And some of the drugs that cause liver toxicity are the following, according to Dr. Russell Blaylock. The drug acetaminophen, Tylenol.
And the other related ones, of course. It's a category, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, there are many acetaminophen products on the market. Read the contents if you're tempted to try one of these things. Don't. Amoxicillin and, clavulinate, augmentin, diclofenate.
That's why I have him read it. I can't even pronounce
diclofenac.
It. Okay.
That's Voltaren and Cambio. And then there's, I'm not going to read the drug name. I'm going to just read the title, the marketing name. Cardarone, Passerone, Xyloprim, anti-seizure drugs, methotrexate, statin drugs, cholesterol-lowering drugs, and antipsychotic medications.
So they're talking about how those cholesterol drugs just destroy your liver and rob your body of the cardio-Q10.
They destroy cardio-Q10.
That's exactly.
And that gives you sarcopenia, which
that's
is what?
Right. Muscle breakdown. Breakdown. That's right.
And maybe we should call attention to the fact that one of the most important muscles that you're taking this cholesterol drug for is your heart.
That's right.
It weakens the heart, just like it weakens your back and your biceps and triceps and any other muscle group in your body. Sarcopenia, brought on by cholesterol drugs. Cholesterol drugs also give you a diabetic condition.
That's
they
right.
give you
the black box warning that they do
right.
that. And remember, the thing that's listed is rhabdomyolysis. That's that fancy word, RH, is how it starts. Rhabdomyolysis, which means muscle breakdown.
Yeah.
And you get kidney failure because the kidneys are trying to clean out all that muscle breakdown.
And the kidneys themselves are compromised.
That's
the
right.
The tissue of the kidney itself
that's right.
is compromised.
By
as is the liver,
drugs.
As is the lungs. As anyway, that's what the drugs do. Okay, and as other doctors have said ad nauseum, that the cholesterol drugs actually have zero effect on extending the life of one human being. That's a major medical journal published that years ago.
They extend the pocket change for the doctor, for the pharmaceutical drugs and everything else like that.
But
money.
The five major medical journals, I've shared this information with you before. The editorial staff of each of these major medical journals, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, the British Medical Journal, Lancet, and another publication from England called the British Medical Journal. The editorial staff of each of these publications has stated that after 40 years of use of cholesterol drugs to combat heart disease, there is zero evidence those drugs have ever extended the life of one human being.
Unbelievable.
That's from major medical journals.
But they have the black box warning that they cause severe dementia and put your blood sugar through the roof and everything else that they're talking about, okay? You know, but I'm also applauding right here, again, the reports on this report, again, medical reports on diabetes. This is, again, another medical report. In a randomized, I'm reading, double-blind placebo-controlled study, all right? Overweight men were divided into two groups. Ooh. One group received capsules containing olive leaf extract, and the other group received a placebo. After 12 weeks, olive leaf extract lowered insulin resistance by an average of 15%. It also increased the productivity of the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas by 28%. The researchers noted that supplemented with olive leaf extract gave results, quote, comparable to common diabetic therapeutics with no side effects.
Common diabetic therapeutic drugs.
With no side effects
with the
nutrient,
right.
And the nutrient was olive leaf extract. Now, I knew about olive leaf extract being very effective in helping boosting the body to fight infection.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very interesting other thing. Can you read this? Because this is that black seed extract. We have that in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know about it. And I said, okay, you can't know everything, right? I just didn't fully know.
That's the one thing you don't know?
Well, maybe I might know, maybe not know three things or something like that.
You know? But you forgot the other two, right?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe that has to do with sports. I'm not too savvy in sports. And I know you're more savvy on the classic cars. Okay, I'll give you that on the classic cars. But would you please read about this amazing Nigella sativa, the black seed extract, and how it reduces insulin resistance?
Okay.
Can you read that?
Here we go, folks.
Let's hear something about that.
Again, this word for word right off the medical report. In a study of 94 diabetic patients, researchers prescribed either 1, 2, or 3 grams a day of Nigella sativa capsules. They found that at the dose of 2 grams per day, black seed significantly reduced fasting blood sugar levels and insulin resistance.
Wow. Okay.
The term Nigella sativa is black seed.
Black seed.
Black seed capsules. And
or
they found
liquid.
That the dose of 2 grams per day of black seed capsules, Nigella sativa, significantly reduced fasting blood sugar levels and insulin resistance.
Isn't that amazing?
Black seed has been treasured for thousands of years for its healing properties. It is sometimes referred to as a Roman coriander of black seed sesame, black cumin, and black caraway.
Wow.
It's been called the remedy for everything but death.
Oh, dear. But that's really fascinating.
Just reducing the sugar is good enough for me.
That is absolutely.
I would settle for that.
That is very, and oh my gosh.
Because sugar is the major inflammatory component.
Oh my.
And the inflammation is the major source of all faltering health conditions.
Oh, I can't, and we cannot leave the topic without this from the medical. Oh my gosh, and all of these are medical studies. Listen to this,
That's
Dan.
That's all we ever talk about.
We always talk about, we're such believers in spirulina, that wonderful green food, the Hawaiian spirulina, the other organic spirulina, and all of the detoxification, the anti-aging, a whole lot of effects. But listen to this. You know, when you have what's called insulin sensitivity, then your blood sugar is balanced. You'll get the resistance, which is diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Got me? Spirulina increases insulin sensitivity by 225%.
Let's hear it for spirulina.
Oh, my. And here's the medical study. In a randomized study of insulin-resistant patients, in other words, diabetics, researchers compared the power of spirulina to control insulin levels. Oh, my gosh. I'm knocked out. Studies proved it's just as good as prescription diabetes drug. Okay, they were telling you how effective this is, the spirulina, okay? It was just so much more effective than anything with the drugs and everything like that. Isn't that terrific? Okay. And they found such a great result, okay? Great result. Just as good as any prescription drug, they said, with zero side effects.
Zero side effects,
And actually much more effective. And they talked also about berberine. You know berberine?
I know berberine.
It's a beautiful flowered plant.
Mm-hmm.
Berberine was also, which is Oregon grape root, was actually known. It was also boosting the immune system, doing other things. But it's also been known for, it even says on it, glucose control. So can you read this about what Chinese researchers found out about berberine? The second paragraph there. Berberine.
Berberine. Okay.
Chinese researchers.
Word for word, folks. This is from the medical report. Chinese researchers compared berberine to metformin in a pilot study of 36 patients. They found berberine lowered blood sugar levels just as well as metformin, and the patients also significantly decreased their fasting blood glucose and their after-meal blood glucose. In the same study, researchers gave berberine to 48 diabetics for 3 months. After only 1 week, berberine lowered both fasting and post-meal blood glucose levels.
Bless that.
In addition, their insulin resistance dropped 45%.
That's amazing.
Okay.
That made them, again, insulin resistance is diabetes. It's
That's
also
it.
A hypoglycemic, prior hypoglycemic state and a pre-diabetic state. And amazing.
Other researchers conducted a meta-analysis of 14 different studies involving 1,068 participants. They found berberine performed just as well as metformin, as glipizide, and another one which I can't pronounce, rosiglitazone. Those are three of the top diabetes drugs on the market, and berberine has no side effects.
Of course.
Zero.
Zero. It's a beautiful plant and also has a lot of other benefits that berberine.
Can I tell you one?
Yes, tell me one.
Brains.
The brains?
Berberine is great for your brains. Berberine is great for helping to multiply the very energy producing substances of every cell in your body called mitochondria. berberine increases that energy production. And that energy production gives you a more active cell. Multiply that by 500 zillion cells, and you've got some real energy going in your brain.
Well, and you know what else is going to give you real energy, honey? Can I just say this? And I thank you, Dr. Mark McCosey, because he's talking about, we can't get through the whole article today, but we can highlight some of his great stuff. Majority of adults fail to consume daily amounts, and their health suffers. And he talks about protein, the essential nutrient. Getting old, it's critical for every bodily function, strong muscles, important bones. The older you get, the more important protein goes, because you lose much muscle mass, strength and function, mobility. And he says he spends a whopping 41% of adult women and 38% of adult men don't consume the recommended daily allowance. You need 4 protein sources a day. And those that did that correctly had a 66% lower chance of high blood pressure compared to those who were taking less. And what he highlights, and he say makes the big stress, is that they have to be organic. Over and over he says this. He says, okay, and you're going to love this, Den. As you know, for many years, the U.S. government has recommended eliminating organic eggs, meat from your diet. Of course, they were all wrong. Eggs have now been miraculously rehabilitated. Organic eggs, he says, as a healthy, wonderful food. A 2018 study of 500,000 adults showed that people who routinely ate organic eggs had lower risk of deaths from heart disease, strokes, compared to those who didn't. Isn't that really great, dear? We'll get more into that.
That's phenomenal.
He talks that it has to be grass-fed. It has to be organic eggs. 6 grams of protein ease. He says, I consider them to be one of the healthiest foods on the planet, with lower kinds of healthy fats and essential minerals, et cetera, and so forth. So when I talk about the wonderful egg frittatas that you have instead of the starchy things like pizzas and whatnot, and talk about the variation of using organic eggs, and they only use organic eggs at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
That's right.
They're really delicious and wonderful. Now you can, we'll get
and
into
the whole,
it more.
And let me just add this one little bit, which he talks about as well. And that is that the cholesterol in egg does not give you a heart attack.
No, he goes right on to say it was the opposite. It had all the in all the clinical studies and everything else like that. So it's really just wonderful. And you get all those great foods at the Broth Cafe. That's what we're doing, 100% organic across the boards. And that's what we are at Alive and Well. We are Fanatic Organics. Come on, join the Fanatic Organics, all right?
That's
the way you should be, because you see what the other poisons do. You read about it. Let's get wise. Remember Daddy Harry Jones, that's Dennis's daddy, said there's no such thing as a little bit of poison. We don't put any poison there. We don't give you any poison.
We don't serve poison.
None of those poisons are there. Come to Alive and Well. Call that 877-4950. You want to do takeouts. You want to set up your meal, have it ready for you. You want to eat in, take out, whatever you want. That's there for you. 877-4950.
On your computer, you can look up Broth at Alive and Well. The whole menu is there. Place your order. Time you want to pick it up is there, ready for you.
Absolutely there. It's all ready. Everything beautiful. You got to come in and enjoy too. And don't forget the beautiful Vortex water. Wonderful supplements. We'll also mail and ship anywhere you want. Mainland, friends, wherever it is. Or even on the island. Can't make it into the store, we'll ship it out to you. And 877-4950, set up a time. Dennis or Mona, no charge. We love to sit down one-on-one and talk with you. Set a time, though. We may be, so we're not with somebody else. No charge. Very comfy. Great information.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you, folks, just one more time.
That optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.